A law firm hired to perform the equity audit of VMI found racial and gender disparities exist at the Lexington School, and that a culture of silence and intimidation prevent efforts to address them. There have been recent changes, including a new superintendent, creation of a chief diversity officer, and the removal of statues and names related to the Confederacy. But the 145-page report notes those changes came only after intense media and government scrutiny. The authors say VMI leadership tried to control the investigation and sought to keep members of the community from participating. If VMI refuses to think critically about its past and present, the authors warned, it will remain a school for white men. Governor Ralph Northam, himself a VMI graduate, said the state will hold the school accountable.
We have work to do, but again, the goal here with VMI is to make it welcoming, to promote diversity, to make it inclusive, and to continue to train citizen soldiers.
In a statement, the president of VMI's board said the school will take additional steps. The board is scheduled to meet to discuss the findings Wednesday afternoon. I'm David Seidel.